In 2021, while most people were still learning to unmute themselves on Zoom, a parallel universe was exploding into existence. A digital artwork sold for $69 million. Cartoon apes were trading for the price of luxury homes. And somewhere in Los Angeles, Bobby Hundreds, a streetwear pioneer who'd spent two decades building communities around t-shirts, was watching this chaos unfold with a mixture of fascination and dread. His book arrives at the perfect moment, after the euphoria, before the dust settled. What makes it essential isn't that it answers whether NFTs are legitimate or fraudulent, it's that Hundreds refuses to choose. Instead, he offers something rarer than certainty, a map through contradiction from someone who's actually lived it. The title itself is provocative, almost trolling, but that's precisely the point. Just as Charles Manson's crimes unfairly defined the hippie movement despite its lasting contributions to environmentalism and technology, NFTs have been judged by their worst examples. Hundreds acknowledges every criticism. Yes, many projects are speculative scams. Yes, ethical boundaries get trampled for profit. Yes, the metaverse remains vastly overhyped, with billion-dollar companies sometimes serving only hundreds of users. He doesn't dispute Dan Olson's viral takedown video or dismiss the FTX collapse. Instead, he asks, what if both things are true? What if NFTs are simultaneously full of scams and genuinely revolutionary? Your creative work is probably worthless online, not because it lacks quality, but because platforms extract value while compensating you nothing. Hundreds experienced this when galleries dismissed him, suggesting he post on Instagram and build exposure. Facebook and Google built trillion-dollar empires monetizing content they didn't create. Every photo fuels an advertising machine that pays everyone except you. The platforms own the infrastructure. You own nothing, not even your audience. They can change algorithms overnight or delete years of work. NFTs offered an alternative: direct compensation, ongoing royalties, and blockchain-verified ownership. Like the duct-taped banana that sold for $120,000 at Art Basel, buyers purchased the certificate of authenticity, not fruit. NFTs function similarly, as blockchain certificates proving ownership of digital art, tradable on decentralized marketplaces without galleries taking cuts. Hundreds' perspective carries weight. He spent decades helping artists monetize creativity through streetwear. His children abandoned physical Christmas toys for Fortnite, where digital assets hold more social value. We're already living in a digital-first world. NFTs just made it explicit. The $3 trillion fashion industry is entering virtual worlds, with luxury brands like Dolce & Gabbana, Gucci, and Balenciaga hosting shows in Decentraland and selling digital wearables for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Yet Hundreds sees designers simply replicating physical clothing instead of creating impossible garments that defy physics, like having Photoshop but only drawing realistic pencil sketches. He envisions metaverse fashion as revolutionary, conceived digitally first, then influencing physical fashion, similar to how Instagram filters transformed real-world makeup. With people spending 40 hours weekly online, fashion must reflect this digital-first existence. In the metaverse, fashion transcends physical limitations, focusing purely on emotional resonance and identity. Profile picture NFTs have become powerful fashion statements, digital tribal markers signaling affiliations and cultural capital. People aren't buying images, they're investing in social signals and identity markers, using blockchain verification to communicate status, just as traditional fashion uses fabric. Bobby Hundreds sees NFT culture mirroring streetwear's playbook: limited drops, artificial scarcity, community building, resale dynamics. The crucial difference? Streetwear built cultural foundations over two decades before reselling dominated. NFTs attracted profit seekers immediately, often bypassing community entirely. Early streetwear thrived through forums like Nike Talk and Hypebeast, where collectors bonded beyond trading. Successful NFT projects like Bored Ape Yacht Club replicate this through Discord channels, exclusive events, and collaborative decision-making. NFT cycles accelerate exponentially. Projects rise and fall within weeks rather than seasons. The cartoon aesthetic dominating NFTs mirrors early 2000s streetwear's bold graphics, which eventually evolved toward minimalism. Hundreds predicts NFT visuals will mature beyond adjective animal profile pictures towards sophisticated artistic expressions, citing emerging photography NFTs and platforms like Foundation showcasing fine art. Projects focusing on authentic community building and artistic innovation will more likely survive market fluctuations. NFTs emerged as Trump left office, offering isolated Americans money-making opportunity, identity, and community. Like Wall Street bets, they created intense bonds among participants, sharing an exciting secret while facing outside ridicule. Communities formed around collections, developing unique languages, rituals, and beliefs. Discord servers and Twitter spaces became digital churches where believers discussed upcoming drops. WAGME, We're All Gonna Make It, became a statement of faith, while Diamond Hands represented unwavering conviction. Though hundreds jokingly called his groups NFTanon, he distinguishes them from cults. They lack central leadership, making them more like religions, filling voids left by closed churches and pandemic isolation. Drawing on his Baptist upbringing, Hundreds reflects on warnings about postmodernism, threatening absolute truth. He now sees problems with extreme relativism, from pandemic misinformation to fake products. He draws parallels between blockchain and religious concepts. Satoshi Nakamoto's blockchain creates an objective, immutable record everyone can verify, similar to unchanging divine truth in religion. This spiritual framing explains the fervor puzzling outsiders. It's not just technology or money, it's about belonging to something larger in an increasingly fragmented world. In August 2021, the Hundreds launched Atom Bomb Squad, 25,000 digital collectibles featuring their bomb characters. Unlike most NFT projects completed in months, this took an entire year of meticulous development with intentional storytelling, gamification, and handcrafted designs. Managing 8,500 unique wallet holders meant dealing with 8,500 different opinions. Simple promises like free t-shirts became logistical nightmares. Hundreds lost 17 pounds in the month after launch, becoming a zombie in the days and a vampire in the evenings while on call 24/7. When scammers duped their community, he paid $100,000 out of pocket to make everyone whole. What saved Hundreds was reframing holders as helpers rather than burdens. The community organized beach bonfires, volunteered design ideas, and formed social clubs. 8,500 is a lot of mouths to feed, but if harmonized in unison, 8,500 mouths can sing songs of revolution. When asked if NFTs are a scam, Hundreds gives the most honest answer. Some are, many aren't, and asking misses the point. Every technological progression attracts bad actors. The early internet had Nigerian prince scams, the dot-com bubble destroyed fortunes, even streetwear resale has fraud. Innovation brings both opportunity and exploitation. Hundreds maintains optimism about humanity, believing people are going to be more good than bad. He's witnessed genuine creators using NFTs to forge meaningful connections, artists building careers, communities pooling resources for charity, collaborative projects impossible in traditional industries. One theme emerges consistently: technology matters less than the communities it enables. From streetwear forums where teenagers coordinated meetups to trade rare shirts, to Discord communities where artists collaborate across continents, it's always been about human connection. What makes this book valuable isn't technical explanations or investment advice. It's embracing contradiction and complexity. Hundreds doesn't offer easy answers. Instead, he invites readers into the messy, exciting reality of building something new. We're living through a moment when ownership itself is being reimagined. Maybe NFTs fade, maybe they transform, but the questions they've raised about who profits from creativity, how we build communities, what we value and why, those aren't going anywhere.